Okay, Chelsea, just brace yourself for this story because it is
I'm braced.
fucking bleak.
Oh,
Hi,
fuck.
everybody. Welcome to the end of the year. This story comes from The Guardian, posted on November 11th, 2025, written by
Very
Angela
rude about this.
Jufrida and Kim Wilshire. Article title: Milan prosecutors investigate alleged sniper tourism during Bosnian War.
What? No. Why are you reading this article?
Prosecutors in Milan have opened an investigation into Italians who allegedly paid members of the Bosnian Serb army for trips to Sarajevo so that they could kill citizens during
No.
the 4-year siege of the city in the
Oh,
1990s.
this is fucking bleak. Oh,
More than
no.
10,000 people were killed in Sarajevo by constant shelling and sniper fire between 1992 and 96 in what was the longest
No.
siege in modern history after Bosnia and Herzegovina declared independence from Yugoslavia. The snipers were perhaps the most feared element of life under siege in Sarajevo because they would pick off people on the streets, including children at random, as if it was a video game or a
No.
safari. Groups of Italians and other nationalities, so-called, quote, sniper tourists, unquote, are alleged to have participated in the massacre after paying large sums of money to soldiers
What
belonging to
the
the army of
fuck?
Radovan Karadzic, the former Bosnian Serb leader who in 2016 was found guilty of genocide and other crimes against humanity, to be transported to the hills surrounding Sarajevo so that they could shoot at the population for pleasure. Sarajevo is a basin surrounded by mountains, which made cutting off and attacking it particularly easy. Milan prosecutors, led by Alessandro Gobbi, launched an investigation aimed at identifying the Italians involved on charges of voluntary murder aggravated by cruelty and abject motives. The investigation originated from a legal complaint submitted by Ezio Gavazzini, a Milan-based writer who gathered evidence on the allegations, as well as a report sent to the prosecutors by the former mayor of Sarajevo, Benjamin Carrick. Gavazzini said he had first read reports about the alleged sniper tourists in the Italian press in the 90s, but it was not until he watched Sarajevo Safari, a 2022 documentary by the Slovenian director Miran Zupanic, that he began to investigate further. In the documentary, a former Serb soldier and a contractor claimed that groups of Westerners would shoot at the civilian population from the hills around Sarajevo. Its claims have been vehemently denied by Serbian war veterans. Quote, "Sarajevo Safari was the starting point. I began a correspondence with the director and from there expanded my investigation until I collected enough material to present to the Milan prosecutors," end quote, said Gavazzini. Gavazzini claimed, quote, "many, many, many Italians," end quote, were alleged to have been involved without providing a figure. Quote, "there were Germans, French, English, dot, 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 people from all Western countries who paid large sums of money to be taken there to shoot civilians." End quote. Again, quote, "there were no political or religious motivations. They were rich people who went there for fun and personal satisfaction. We're talking about people who love guns, who perhaps go to shooting ranges or on safari in Africa," end quote. He claimed the Italian suspects would meet in the northern city of Trieste and travel to Belgrade, from where the Bosnian Serb soldiers would accompany them to the hills of Sarajevo. Quote, "there was a traffic of war tourists who went there to shoot people. I call it an indifference towards evil," end quote. Gavazzini said he had identified some of the Italian individuals alleged to have been involved and who are expected to be questioned by the prosecutors in the coming weeks. Probably the most high-profile deaths by sniper fire were Bosco Berkic and Admira Ismic, a couple documented in the film Romeo and Juliet in Sarajevo, who were killed by a sniper in 93 while trying to cross a bridge. Their bodies remained in no man's land between the Bosnian and Bosnian Serb positions for several days. Photographs were published widely and became symbolic of the randomness and inhumanity of the war. The main street running into Sarajevo, Mesa Selimovic Boulevard, was nicknamed, quote, "Sniper Alley," end quote, because it became extremely dangerous but could not be avoided as it was the way to Sarajevo Airport. Trams and buses had their windows shot out, and all around there were sniper warning signs. Nicola Brigida, a lawyer who helped Gavazzini prepare this case, said, quote, "the evidence accumulated after a long investigation by Gavazzini is well substantiated and could lead to serious investigations to identify the culprits. There is also the report from the former Sarajevo mayor," end quote, end of article.
I can't even wrap my mind around how evil that is.
You got to agree with the orcas at this point. There is no other way to get to the point.
I know there's good in this world, But this is also very, very evil. And it reminds me of a horror movie of, you know, those like billionaires that hunt
hostile.
Humans.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. And doesn't it just make you think like, yeah, it probably is the people who paid thousands of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I don't know how much to go shoot endangered animals in Africa.
Yeah. Well, and I just...
That hold value in something like that.
And purely speculation at this point, just to cover my ass in case anything ever comes out of this. The Ukrainian-Russian war, you gotta wonder if anything similar is happening in that.
You know, it wouldn't even be something that if I... You said just make something up that you think is happening in this world that is so evil. I wouldn't even come up with something like this in my imagination.
No.
Like, I can't even wrap my head around something like this. And while I'm cursing you right now for bringing this article to light, I also...
Can you believe that you... Like, I don't know how many people have heard about this. This was posted about a month...
I haven't heard about it.
3 weeks ago from us
so,
reading
I mean,
this now.
Thank you for sharing it, because I haven't heard about that. And while it will haunt my dreams, I appreciate that we're putting it out there as something.
Yeah.
Ah, it's so dark. Oh my god.
But don't worry, you guys got 48 hours and a whole new year to go into, and maybe this can shape your New Year's resolutions. I don't know. Maybe a positive out of this.
Yeah, don't be one of these guys. We have faith in you that these guys are not listening to us.
Yeah. Anyhow, bye.
Bye.